This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Well, it's time to get to Nate Taylor's favorite smells.
Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. So what's the scenario?
Hey, yo, Bo knows this.
What?
And Bo knows that.
What?
But Bo don't know jack, because Bo can't rap. Well, what do you know?
He knows everything that Bo doesn't know.
There's so much in my head.
And just like the tribe, he breaks down all the Chiefs scenarios.
This is such a great question, Josh, because I haven't been able to watch a single ounce of tape about the Lions.
He's our Chiefs insider from The Athletic, the one and only Nate Taylor.
That's right. We threw it back on a Thursday because why not? Nate Taylor from The Athletic joins us. He is presented by Mark Ferguson. We all make mistakes. Let Mark and his legal team make the best of them. Nate Taylor joins us here. Nate, I got a question for you. What's your favorite smell?
My favorite smell. Okay, wow.
Be appropriate.
Let's keep it in the food category. I have, you know, traditions. One of them is, you know, I go to the old Gates the opening week of the NFL season, and I just love the way Gates smells. It's incredible. Best sauce in the world. So let's go with Gates. That's the first thing that sort of comes to mind, which reminds me I should probably visit them sooner rather than later.
All right, people think Travis Kelce smells this year. Where are you on this, like, ridiculous Todd McShay's calling him fat, everybody's saying he spent too much time with Taylor Swift, all of this nonsense? Because that's where I think it is. I think it's all nonsense. We can get into it, but I want to get your opinion just on this whole Travis Kelce saga that has developed this week.
Yeah, no, it's pretty, fascinating, honestly, because I have to remind myself, right, that we're only three games into a 17-game season. And, of course, when you include the playoffs, we might be, you know, in the 20 to 21-game range, like last year, obviously. So it is a bit odd that people have sort of jumped to conclusions. I even wrote a column today in The Athletic sort of exposing a lot of the nonsense, a lot of the knee-jerk reactions to the idea that Travis Kelce is somehow washed, even though he has not missed a practice this season. He did not miss a practice during training camp, of course. He's honestly one of the most durable players at his position ever in NFL history. And I think the thing that, you know, for a lot of analysts that are struggling with this is, hey, they've actually started giving more responsibility. And this is understandable to a large degree. They've actually given more responsibility to Rashee Rice, right? They're actually using Travis Kelce as a decoy. I think it really comes down to two factors. It comes down to play calling, where the Chiefs, for some reason, are just not using Travis Kelce in the red zone. And then secondly, you need the quarterback to deliver the football to you on time, make, you know, good decisions, and see what you're seeing on the field when you're running routes against zone coverages like last Sunday's game against the Atlanta Falcons. It may surprise people, but Travis Kelce's getting open, and he's also not being triple teamed like, you know, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes are saying. That's not true. There are the occasional double teams, but I think most teams just realize, hey, the Chiefs are throwing the ball near the line of scrimmage to Rashee Rice because he's the best player, you could argue, at yards after the catch. So the sooner you get him the ball, the more he's going to get you those extra 5-6 yards on any route, honestly, or any screen play. So it's unfortunate that Travis Kelce runs a great corner route against Jesse Bates against the Falcons, and the ball is just not there. It's also weird, too, that, and I actually wrote about this as well, fellas, Patrick Mahomes kind of needs to get out of his own head and just get back to being who he naturally is, which is a creative quarterback, someone who is willing to extend plays, get out of the pocket, create highlights that are more ad-lib than the average quarterback.
Yeah.
He's done that less this season than I think we're all sort of accustomed to. But anytime he does do that, the person who is benefiting the most is Travis Kelce. So when you don't have your quarterback creating sort of opportunities for you and the coaching staff is not really calling plays for you because it's September, then yeah, the production is lower than we all expect.
Now, see, now you're using facts, Nate. Why are you doing that? Because now everybody's head's exploding on national TV that wants to use this low-hanging fruit narrative that Travis Kelce spent too much time on Taylor Swift's jet going to concerts this offseason. When you use those facts, and God forbid you ever question Patrick Mahomes, but I'm kind of with you. Like, it hasn't been a great three games for him.
No, it really hasn't. And again, there's some interceptions that have just immediately killed drives. There have been, you know, the occasional fumble from, you know, someone like Carson Steele. And they've settled for more field goals than I think they probably should, right?
44% conversion rate at touchdowns inside the 20. That's way too low.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. So, look, there's a number of things going on. I also just wanted to remind people, Travis Kelce is a supreme athlete who is going to be 35 next week, but the guy has been pretty dedicated about keeping his body in check, even despite all the things he did this offseason, which any normal human being would have done the
right,
same thing.
Right, exactly.
I try to remind myself that, like, hey, you know, if your significant other is in Europe performing in front of millions of people, you should probably be there. Just like, see it, to like hang out. Like, if you have the opportunity to start looking at the second real phase of your life, right, as an athlete, as an adult, hey, if someone's giving me the opportunity to learn how to act, to be in a like television show, like, most people are going to say sure, like, why not? They pay you to do this. Like, hey, I can host my own podcast, I can do all these sort of things. Obviously, he's got a life that is going to only continue to grow based on his popularity, considering his gregarious personality. But, I mean, the thing that I think puzzled me most about Todd McShay is, hey, man, do you not know how aging works? And also, like, you would literally do the same thing. Like, come on, like, stop pretending that you wouldn't have the same summer as Travis Kelce if you were capable of having the same summer. So, to assume that he's out of shape, even though he's like playing 85% of the Chiefs snaps this season, is kind of just like, it's just nonsense.
Yeah.
And it mostly puzzles me because it's like, you know, Todd McShay deserves a lot of respect for the work that he does do that is correct, that is based on like film and study and like obviously talking to people within the league. But it's like, hey, man, like, sometimes you just don't get the ball. And for whatever reason, for the first time in really his career, this weird occurrence has happened in a three-game stretch that we've never seen before. And sometimes you just have to like go back to watching the film and being like, oh, yeah, all of this is strange, but there's plenty of answers beyond he's out of shape, which is insane.
And they're 3-0, and they beat three really good teams, two that people thought would contend for the AFC Championship before the season started in Baltimore and Cincinnati, and an Atlanta team that everybody thought would compete for an NFC champ.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Championship, and they're 3-0, and if you take one field goal away from the Chiefs and turn that into a touchdown, they blow those three teams out.
Yes, yes. And I think for people who are open to the idea of criticizing the coaching staff more than the players to some degree, if we want to remove Patrick from this, is, hey, they've done nonsense, guys. They've done literally the silliest bleep in the red zone this season. I just want to remind people that, hey, it's cool when you throw the ball to Wanya Morris and it works out, but that's not a real play. You're not running that in December. So they've gotten away with it, right? They could be a more dominant team. They could be more similar to the Buffalo Bills, yet they get in the red zone, and, like, here comes another tricky formation. Here comes Patrick Mahomes motioning out of the backfield. Like, they are getting away with it because their defense is very, very good. But also, I think the coaching staff understands that this is a long season, and so it's fair to criticize them for, like, hey, you're not giving us the best play calls possible. But also, I do realize that, like, you're going to play a lot more important games later on in the season, and there's got to be a balance to it. But hey, if you're not appreciating, if you don't like what the Chiefs are doing once they get on the plus side of the field, it's mostly due to, like, the play calling and then the occasional poor decision from Patrick Mahomes. So they've gotten away with it. They're 3-0. They're doing as well as you could like for any team in the league, considering how hard it is to be 3-0 with the amount of parity in the league. But also, it's understandable to know that they could absolutely play better on the offensive side of the ball. And I think that largely this time around goes to the coaching staff to some degree, and a portion of it has to go to Mahomes and the fact that his mechanics are starting to, you know, not be as polished as they used to be. And he's just not being creative. He's just not coloring outside the lines, even when the play call may not be at its absolute best, considering that the coaching staff is running silly plays in September.
Speaking of parity in the NFL, as we're talking to Nate Taylor of The Athletic here on Fesco and Dusty. Nate, yesterday, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes were not the most anticipated people to see speak at the podium. It was Kareem Hunt. Coming from a guy who follows his team from, 365, just be honest, What are Nate Taylor's expectations of Kareem Hunt in this offense going into week four against LA on the road?
Yeah, it's fascinating. And I honestly can't believe that, you know, the last time, and I just want to remind people, the last time Kareem Hunt played a football game wearing a Kansas City Chiefs jersey was in Los Angeles against that incredible, you know, LA Rams team on that unbelievable Monday night game in 2018. He's not on the team, like, literally, like, the next week. It's crazy, based on how everything ended and how swift it was. For Sunday's game against a Chargers team that is a little bit decimated, no Derwin James, we possibly might not see Joey Bosa. I just want to see Kareem Hunt be a capable running back, someone who can get 3 to 4 yards a touch, someone that can spell some of the burden and the pressure on Carson Steele, right? I mean, it's a lot to ask an undrafted rookie to play the majority of the snaps in an NFL game in just his third NFL game. So, hey, give Kareem Hunt the ball in the screen game. Let's sort of see, can he run outside zone, make that one cut, get upfield, maybe make a defender miss or run him over. I think he's going to be playing with a lot of emotion. And for someone who is also closer to the end of their career than the beginning, what I heard yesterday from Kareem was not only a reflective person, but someone who understands this is a golden opportunity that should have never arrived. The fact that the Chiefs, in a bit of a desperation, based on the timing of Isaiah Pacheco's injury, called him, and he is going to play an NFL game for them again within a matter of 10 days, is truly astonishing. So if he gives you anything, you kind of have to treat it as a bonus because this was not the expectation when the season began. But I also know, too, that, like, if you're ever going to get an inspired Kareem Hunt, now is the time, considering he wants to, redeem himself as much as he can. He's kind of done the best job he possibly can off the field to make wiser decisions, to be around you know, people that are, you know, more in his best interest, as he mentioned yesterday. Hey, maybe you're not someone who's trying to party and drink alcohol as much as you used to when you're younger. I mean, as we can all attest, it gets harder the next day.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, it does.
Sometimes it takes till Tuesday after a Saturday, Nate.
Yeah, believe me. So we all understand as you get older, yeah, you should get wiser. But, man, I'm just interested to see how much he can inspire his teammates and how much putting that uniform on again Sunday inspires him to give the best, most disciplined, most diligent version of who he is right now. He's not going to be the guy that was amazing in 2018, 2017, but he's definitely someone who can give you good snaps on occasion if everything goes right and his body holds up.
What about Wanya Morris? We good at left tackle after that performance on Sunday?
I think so. Now, there's a lot more tests down the road, fellas. But as surprised as I was that Wanya was indeed the starting left tackle, he did a fine job. So let's see if he can have consistency, right? Let's see if he can do it again. You know, one of the funnest things I love about sports is, okay, that was a really good performance, whether that was surprising or not, but you got to back it up. You got to do it the next week or the next game, whenever that is. So he'll get the opportunity, of course. Andy Reid basically, you know, put that to bed on Monday. And he won't face that. Again, even if Joey Bosa's on the field, he's not going to be 100%, right? So we understand that. They may flip the field a couple times with Khalil Mack just to test Wanya Morris. But I think something for Patrick Mahomes to consider is once he rewatches the game, maybe multiple times against the Falcons, he realizes he had more clean pockets than he did the week before against Trey Henderson and the Cincinnati Bengals. So get your footwork correct. Trust Wanya Morris because that's ultimately what you have to do with your left tackle, regardless of who it is when you're trying to throw the football downfield. And, let's see if you can do it a second time, Wanya, and build some consistency because everybody else on the offensive line I think is playing pretty well, and that includes Jawan Taylor, who struggled at this time last year. He's actually one of the better right tackles in the league. So the only question mark is, can Wanya Morris keep this up, and can he keep the rookie on the sideline for now until, you know, at least the midway point of the season, and then you can kind of reassess the position at that time.
Nate Taylor, I hope you enjoy the game this Sunday, and how dare you have gone to Wimbledon this year with the love of your life and drink alcohol, and now you're rider fat. Now you just, how dare you? Your words slipping, you know?
How dare you enjoy your vacation time?
Yeah, man. Come on.
I'm gonna
start coming after you, be like, you know, his words are a little off. He spent too much time with his wife in the offseason drinking at Wimbledon, camping out.
Yeah. You know what we got to do? We got to find out what Todd McShay's doing for vacation and start reporting on that, right?
Yeah. That's as long as I keep my fingers in shape, I think I'll be good.
You'll be good.
But yeah, man, drinking Pims and watching, being at Wimbledon, I'm slowing down. There's nothing I can do about it.
Hey, keep living your best life, Nate. We enjoy it every time when you're on. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
All right, fellas. Thanks again.
Take care. It's crazy with athletes how we don't think they're allowed to go on vacation and enjoy the offseason. Can't do it. Not allowed to do it. Better be in your playbook. That's a Neanderthal take, man.
One time Mahomes was on a horseback in the ocean and people freaked out. I remember that for sure.
God.
That was Nate Taylor presented by Mark Ferguson. We all make mistakes. Let Mark and his legal team make the best of them. 816-221-1750. That was Nate Taylor, The Athletic. We come back. True or false? Literally, true or false, between these two quarterbacks, one plays tonight. James, Bob, Dusty, this is Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.